حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا مصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، respected brother and sister, inshallah, today is different, tonight is different. We will skip the story of Sayyidina Musa tonight. We won't talk about it, just to, because this is a night we need to honor it. This is a night we need to, it can't be Laylatul Qadr and we speak about something else. Can't be. So we have to speak about Laylatul Qadr. We have to, from a different way, inshallah, not the general way people talk about it. We will speak about why we have to make dua in Laylatul Qadr, why we have to make tahajjud, why we have to pray more and more, and show al-Mawla Azza wa Jal the humble, and we have to knock in his door, and we have to cry, take it this way. We have to meet Mawla Azza wa Jal today with a very humble heart. And that's why I changed the topic today. That's why we have to, every single rak'ah we do today, or every single dua we do today, inshallah, you have to feel it, and you have to mean it, and you have to tell al-Mawla Azza wa Jal, I'm here today just in the sake of Allah. I'm here today to be forgiven. I'm here today to start fresh. Because this is the night, inshallah it will be. This is the night that happened once a year. Once a year. And we've been blessed by being, or by attending to this night. Lots of people last year, they know it was us now. Lots of people next year won't be with us today. We don't know. So that's why we have to take as much as we can from this night. So we can tell Mawla Azza wa Jal that we coming to ask for forgiveness. So I'll start inshallah tonight with the hadith of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do if it happened and that I been attended in the Laylatul Qadr? What should I do? What should I say? Sayyida Aisha was asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best thing to say in the Laylatul Qadr? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is the hadith we should say every single minute tonight, every single second, whether you're praying, whether you're sitting down, whether you're just having a break, whether you eat, whether, like, don't miss a second, wallahi. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa. Ya Allah, the most merciful, the most generous, as you love generosity and you love to forgive people, Ya Allah, we pray to you to forgive us. This is the hadith. And this is a sentence that the entire generation from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of judgment will be continue repeating this hadith every single day. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. But in Laylatul Qadr, why we making a dua? Do we know, respected brothers and sisters, the powerful of dua? What is the powerful? The dua is very powerful, especially in a night like this. It's really, really powerful. And I'm getting few examples today of people who was making dua to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. And how do we know our dua has been accepted? We make dua all the year, do we? Anytime. Whether we need something, whether we just pray, whether we make tahajjud. But how do we know my dua is accepted? Or not accepted? You don't. Unless you keep insist. You keep asking for the dua. And this is the night you need to keep knocking. You know when you go to visit someone, and he's expecting you, and you keep knocking in the door. Knocking in the door. This is, I'm here to be forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created three types of creation. The first creation, who never obey His order or disobey His order. Never, they only been created to worship Allah. And those are al-malaika, the angels. The second type of creation, the complete, the opposite. And that creation who always disobey al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. And always trying to do the bad things. And always try to deceive the human being with al-shayateen, jinn or shayateen. The third type of creation was us, the human being, Bani Adam. And Allah created us in a way that we have bit of both, do we? We have bit of the angel and bit of the shaitan. We have the good deed and we have the bad deed. And some of them, sometimes he go to the bad deed and some go to the good deed. And Allah said to His people, to His servant, to His slaves, whoever of you who preferred or made the good deed more than the bad deed, he will be closer to the angel, and I honor him more, even more than the angels. And whoever for you who took the bad deed and do the bad deed closer to the shayateen, he will be worse than the shayateen. So we have to work hard to tell Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal, you, Allah was even proud of us. When He created Bani Adam, what did the angel say? أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك. The angel was so jealous. When Allah created Adam, and they keep looking at it every day, and they don't know what that is. It's a new creation. It looks different. The creation is different. Arms and the face and eyes. They're so jealous. And Allah told them, this is my best creation ever. And he will be living in earth. And that's why he said, you're going to make a... We just worship you entirely. We don't do... The angels do nothing but worship Allah. They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't sleep. Nothing but worship. And imagine Allah thinking that I'm doing another creation who's going to be better than you. Are we? I will leave this to our imagination, if we are better or not. But we're trying to, for a night like this, and inshallah will be the Laylatul Qadr, to be closer and to make Allah proud of us, because He created us and He preferred us over the angel. And look at the Laylat, look at the Quran in Laylatul in Surah Al-Qadr. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We have revealed it in Laylatul Qadr. What is that being revealed? Quran. The Quran is already there from the day one, but it's been revealed to the first sky in this night. Imagine, tonight is the night, inshallah, if it's Laylatul Qadr, tonight is the night that the Huda, the light, the Quran has been revealed. The Quran has been followed by billions all over the world. From 1,400 years ago, it's been revealed tonight to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first sky, ready to go to the Prophet in over 23 years. Is tonight. This is a blessing, wallahi. Wallahi, it's a blessing. And one of the tabi'een used to say, "Inna du'a fi hadhihi al-layla," to make du'a in this night to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal, Allah prefer even over the prayer. Because today prayer is all nawafil. We're trying to do more extra prayer. But Allah said, make du'a even more the prayer. Just do more du'a. And also when you go to tonight, when you speak to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal, try to be humble. Try to. There's no shyness in this. There's no excuse. Just try to squeeze. Try to get in tears. Try to tell Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal, I'm here. Ya Allah, forgive me. Please forgive me. Because if Allah accepted your du'a just once tonight, if Allah accepted your du'a tonight, your next year, till next, inshallah, if Allah keep you on earth, till next year, to Laylatul Qadr, all your du'a is accepted. And this is what said in Surah Al-Dukhan, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذَرِينَ فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. What does that mean? Tonight, inshallah, if it's Laylatul Qadr, all the arzaq, all your happiness or sadness or action or anything gonna happen from tonight, 27 or tonight of 27 of Ramadan till the next year, the 27 of Ramadan, all this will be written tonight. It's up to you how it's going to be written. So it's up to you, it's up to us, how would the angel will have written it for you. This guy next year, and look, the ayah said, waves of angels coming down to the earth to see what we're doing and to keep right. Oh yeah, Mustafa did that, Muhammad did that, Abdullah did that, and next year he will be doing that. And all the aqdar, that's what's called Laylatul Qadr, all the action, all your destiny for next year will be written tonight. So it's completely down to us how we want it to be looks like and how we want it to be written down. And again, to the dua. Shall we see how important the dua is? There was one of the scholars, his name is Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. Listen to this, brother and sister. Ibrahim ibn al-Adham was in the time of the Khilafah of al-Amawiyin. Khilafah al-Amawiyin and Abbasiyin as well. He lived over 85 years. And he was one of the scholars who, Bismillah, mashallah, he can attend in his lecture or in his lesson, over 10,000 people can attend in one lecture. He's mashallah, he's absolutely, his knowledge is beyond any scholar I've ever seen or ever read to. It's called Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. So that guy once went to Medina to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look, I'm just saying this once to see, to encourage you, brother and sister, for tonight to make dua. Just insist to whatever you want, just make dua. You have to make dua as much as you can tonight. So he had a umrah, he went to Medina after that. He visited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he wasn't, people doesn't know him, there's no social media back this time. So they hear about him, but they don't know what he looks like. They don't know who is Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. Yes, they read about his books and read his books, but they never see him face to face. So, back this time in Medina, the masjid, in the Prophet mosque, they used to close after Isha. So after Isha, they shut, they're going to clean, and everyone has to go home, and they have to leave. So Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, he's come all the way from the Sham to Medina. He has no place to stay, and no one knows him. All right? So they asked him to leave. He said, I have no place to go. He said, well, I'm sorry, we have to close the masjid, we have to make clean it and get it ready for Fajr Salah. You have to go out. He insisted, said, I'm not going to sleep in the street. So they drag him. Allahu Akbar. They drag Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, literally, they drag him out of the mosque. Who was watching? A baker. Was finishing Salah Isha, and he was watching that happen to this guy. He doesn't know him either. And he said, what happened? He told him the story. He said, you know what? I'm going to my shop now to bake some bread and stuff. Just come with me. And it was really cold. Sitting there, get warm up, and then get something to eat. So he took Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. He went back to the shop. And Ibrahim ibn al-Adham was right, sitting next to the oven, trying to get warm. He gave him some bread to eat. And then all the time, Ibrahim ibn al-Adham was watching the baker, who was doing two things all overnight, from the time of Salat al-Isha, all the way to the time of Fajr. What he was doing? He was getting the bread, cut the bread, and as soon as he lifted it up, he said, Bismillah, and he put it in the oven and said, Alhamdulillah. It's like a recorded tape. He do nothing else but say Bismillah when he cut the bread, and he wouldn't take it and put it in the oven or take it back. He say Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Then Ibrahim ibn al-Adham was like, okay, I had a lot of knowledge. I need to teach him something, you know, at least to give him a reward of what he just told me. Then closer to Fajr Salah, Ibrahim ibn al-Adham called the guy, said, I watching you all night. You're saying only two dua or two dhikrs, which is Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Do you know anything else? He said, no. He said, okay, what did you benefit from what you said? He said, wallahi, and he was crying. He was a bit sad. He said, over 25 years, I've been a baker, and this is all what I used to do. to cook the food, cook the bread, and say Bismillah, and take it off and say Alhamdulillah. But I've never say a dua to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal unless Allah has accepted it. Then he told him, okay, but why you look sad tonight? He said, wallahi, because over the last 2 weeks, I've been praying and I've been making dua to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal to meet a guy, his name was Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. He said, what? He said, yes, wallahi, for the last 2 weeks, I've been praying and saying dua to meet a scholar. I heard about him. His name is Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. And Ibrahim ibn al-Adham said, I am Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. I said, Allahu Akbar. So look at dua, how powerful is the dua is. He said, ma'am, for your prayer, Allah knows just to get me. I've been dragged to you. I've been dragged from the mosque only because of powerful of your dua to come to see you. Not you come to see me. No, they dragged me because Allah accepted your dua to come to you just here to see me. See how dua is important, brothers and sisters? So make the dua, insist of saying the dua. Wallahi, Allah will accept it. And don't get upset if it didn't be accepted. Don't not get upset or sad if the dua not be accepted. Because Allah was accepted your dua, you got what you want. Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal, once he sent Jibreel alayhi salam, he told him, ya Jibreel, could you go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see why he's upset? The Prophet was crying. And Jibreel went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Muhammad, ماذا يكيك? Why are you upset? He told him, ya Jibreel, لست أعلم ماذا يحدث لأمتي بعد مماتي. I don't know what will who look after my ummah after I die. Look how he used to love us, wallahi. How he used to love us. I say, I don't know what will happen to my ummah after I passed away. Then the Jibreel go back to the Mawla Azza wa Jal. And Allah told Jibreel, he said, ya Muhammad, أشفع تشفع ألا يرضيك أن يكون ثلاثة أربعة أهل الجنة من أمتك. Three quarters of the ummah of Muslimin will be in Jannah. The three quarter of Ahl Jannah will be from Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will make you happy. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And the Prophet go to the Sahaba and he told the Sahaba, Allah gave me quarter of Ahl Jannah will be from Muslimin. And they said, Allahu Akbar. I say, what about if we half of Ahl al-Jannah will be from Muslimin? They said, Allahu Akbar. He said, Allah give me three quarter of Ahl al-Jannah will be from Muslimin. And he said, in Jannah will be 120 line, 8 of them will be from Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a dua, brother and sister. Today is the night that you should make a dua. Today is the night that you have to insist in your dua. You have to just go to Allah and say, I cry. If try to cry, try to be humble to Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal, because this is the time, wallahi, Allah will accept it. And if Allah didn't accept it, He will raise you a level up in Jannah. He will be. Because if you miss this night, wallahi khaba wa khasira. Who man adraka hadhihi al-layla aw man adraka Ramadan wa lam yughfar lah. Brother and sister, I will finish tonight inshallah. Inshallah. You need to try to renew your attention. If you come for i'tikaf inshallah tonight, renew attention. Say, jaddid al-niyya, come into the masjid, try to stay till the end of the night inshallah. And may Allah will accept our Laylatul Qadr inshallah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.